KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. And hey, quick reminder, I want to thank again our guests, David Stewart and Carol Beth Stewart from Black Bear Medicare, for coming in and just, you know, that no cost knowledge about Medicare. The phone number, if you missed it, 505-620-7175. And, of course, blackbearmedicare.com. Ethel Maharg's in studio with us from Love Life. And, Ethel, thanks so much for taking the time out. We've got about 8 minutes to cover some things, including an event that's coming up. But I also want to remind people that may not have heard us on the air before what Love Life is, engaging churches in our community, and exactly how that happens. And I'll let you correct me if I get this wrong, but you know, essentially, it's a time to spend with someone like yourself, mm-hmm. Where you can go to a church and prepare them for a walk. There's a time set aside for prayer previous to the walk, and then essentially the walk.
Right.
When it gets to the walk, that's something whether you're a church that's had Ethel Maharg out to talk about it or not, that's something you're out with others doing every Saturday. Explain what happens there and where they can meet you.
Okay.
What happens on a walk?
Okay. At the walk, well, what we do is we gather at the park at Ernie Taylor Park at 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, yeah. And then, oh, actually 9. I get there at 8.
It's 8 o'clock Pacific time. It's 8 o'clock somewhere, Ethel.
Somewhere, yeah.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock here. And so we gather and we worship God. And then we give updates about what's taking place throughout the nation. You know, we share the good news that, you know, over 6,000 babies have been saved and, you know, abortion workers are quitting. It's just wonderful things that are taking place. Houses of refuge being formed all over the nation. And then the greatest thing is that babies are being saved all over the place. So what we do is we meet there, we pray, then we begin to walk and pray and go to the abortion clinic. And then all we do is pray. We don't engage with anybody. We don't yell at anybody. We just pray for the people that are in there, the moms, the dads, the doctors, everybody.
And going through that, you went real quick through House of Refuge.
Yes.
I hear it. You know, I'm somewhat familiar because we've talked about it. But for those that aren't familiar, mm-hmm. What is that?
House of Refuge is where a church says, you know what? We are going to be a safe place for a mom that finds herself with an unplanned pregnancy. And come here. Don't go over to the abortion clinic. We have other options for you because, you know, the church is here to support the family, and that's what it's all about. It's to support the moms and the dads, and then disciple them in Christ, and then help.
Now, sometimes someone in that situation feels like I'll be judged.
No, that's what it's all about.
Right.
It's actually the church. The pastor will read a statement from the pulpit twice a year, and that says, we will support this family, and then we will not allow anybody to gossip or anything like that or to criticize them. It is to make the people, everybody, to make them feel safe, to let them know that this is the place to run instead of, because, you know, the world says, oh, run and get an abortion, make it, wipe it away, and it'll make it better. Well, it doesn't make it better. And so the church is there to provide the help and the hope, and also even the post-abortion healing in the event that they've already had that.
And Love Life, the website, actually is a great resource for going. You know, there's a slideshow that shows the House of Refuge, and where you get more information. Go to lovelife.org, and actually, if you click on that to go to the information on the House of Refuge, there's a video. There's all kinds of great information mm-hmm. on the website. I want to make sure we don't run out of time to talk about this event. Love Life ABQ is having a show and shine for life car show.
Yeah.
Are you a car enthusiast?
Actually, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, I, My kids will still act because they grew up. Oh, that's a whatever year and model.
Yeah.
And they're like, Dad, what's that? Or sometimes they know more than I do.
Yeah, my grandsons do.
But listen, regardless, it's a great chance to see some cool cars, and most importantly, raise funds for Love Life that's saving lives. And with these prayer walks and seeing families change their families or single people change their mind about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to someone, we see a lot of tragedies in the world,
mm-hmm.
And it's horrible.
Yes.
I don't want to minimize the other things that happen where large number of people, they'll say this large number of people died in this event,
mm-hmm.
And I was talking to someone the other day and I said, catch them off guard, Steve. Easily in New Mexico, we lose that many or more. Yeah, I won't give the number. You can.
450 here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, 450 a month.
Every month, yes.
Yeah, 450. Yeah, and I didn't say, I said a different number, and I think I said week, so it was a lower number.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I said to murder. They said, you have that many murders
mm-hmm.
in Albuquerque?
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, yeah, lives that, and I explained. But, because we're horrified when we see those tragedies on the news with large numbers of deaths. And I think we've just, including the people who care, like you and I, mm-hmm. I'm not going to speak for you, I'll speak for me. You can kind of become callous of hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's just a number.
Yeah.
But no, they're babies.
Babies that are dying.
Like
last Saturday, we probably lost almost 40 in one morning.
Tell us more about this this car event and what you're expecting.
Okay. Well, what we're expecting is for everybody to show up. If you have not registered.
But what will they experience?
Well, they get to come and see a car. It's actually just a fun event. You know what we do? We don't ever get to really have a whole lot of fun. But this right here, somebody said, we want to do a car show. It's a car show benefit for us, for Love Life. And they're going to come and see lots of cool looking cars, trucks, motorcycles. I even have maybe possible one surprise that's in there. And we're looking to get some prizes. They can get into raffles. And there's going to be food trucks here. So it's just going to be a fun event for the family to be part of. And in the process, they can help us raise some funds for Love Life. And we're also going to be raising some awareness for life. So...
Okay, well, we got about a minute and a half. If you just tuned in, you're hearing from Ethel Maharg of Love Life ABQ, and the car show is happening October 19th.
Yes.
I think that's Saturday, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
That's a week from Saturday. So you got this weekend to enjoy the Balloon Fiesta. The following weekend is to get out and enjoy a bunch of cool cars.
Yeah, here at Calvary.
At Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. Starts at 10 a.m. I'm not going to mention the end time because it's for a few hours.
Right.
And who knows? Might go past that.
If your car's really cool, you can get a trophy. We have trophies to give out and plaques.
Yeah. Now, what's the easiest way? Oh, actually, no. I can tell you the easiest way maybe for people to get their car set up. And we got about 40 seconds. So let me finish up with this. Go to klyt.fm, and right there on the home page, you'll see a Love Life banner.
Yes.
Just click that, and that's the place you can register a car to be in the event. And come on out. Support the work that's happening with Love Life. Enjoy the food trucks, cool cars, raffles. There'll be lots of family fun, live music, and more. So make plans to be there. Ethel, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for your time. And let's do this again sometime here in the next month.
We will.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more from Calvary Chapel, New Harvest, and Los Lunas next on The Light.